You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 114, Benny and the Jets by Elton John. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today on Lyrics Undercover, were they a fictional band or were they drugs? A look at Benny and the Jets by Elton John. Bernie Taupin grew up on a farm in North Lincolnshire in England. Born into a devoutly Catholic family, Bernie and his brothers served as altar boys. However, young Bernie preferred a more secular existence, dropping out of school at only 15 and spending his time in pubs and dance halls playing snooker and drinking. Still, his family had fostered an appreciation of the boy for nature and for poetry. He loved the narratives in American folk music by great names like Lead Belly and Woody Guthrie, and also country ballads by artists such as Marty Robbins. He worked part-time jobs, but eventually answered an ad for songwriting talent about the time Reg Dwight was answering an ad for musicians. Reg Dwight had, of course, experienced a much different upbringing, training at the Royal Music Academy in London and later entertaining in pubs with a wide variety of songs and styles. Their record company, Liberty, put Bernie Taupin to work writing lyrics for several acts, including Reg Dwight, the future Elton John. Early on, Taupin wrote the lyrics and Elton John set them to music without the two meeting in person. Later, they went on to collaborate more directly, and in time, they would make more than 30 albums together. Benny and the Jets, from the album Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, was a song Elton didn't even want to release, certainly not as a single. The band thought it sounded weird, and it was sent to producer Gus Dudgeon, who added the crowd sounds, hand claps, and whistles. It was released as a B-side in the UK, but as a single in the US over Elton's protests, and went to number one on the Hot 100 chart in April 1974.
Hey, kid,
many assumed that the lyrics, like so much of 1970s pop and rock, refer to drugs, and indeed, Benny's were slang for amphetamines. However, Bernie Taupin and Elton John have both stated that the song is a poke at glam rock and its over-the-top hype. Goodbye Yellow Brick Road was released the year after David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust effort. Benny, in the song, is the leader of a futuristic glam rock band dressed in electric boots, a futuristic sci-fi rock goddess, and her fans were fighting their parents over her music. Although Bernie Taupin's lyrics were dismissed as fluff by some critics, the song was wildly successful. It grew so popular that Elton John was invited to perform it on TV's Soul Train, the first white performer on that show. Later, Elton John also performed the song on The Muppet Show.
Yeah.
Anthony Toppin continued his collaboration with Elton John successfully for many years. In the late 1970s, Elton John took a break from recording, and during this period, Bernie Taupin collaborated with other artists and pursued solo work. He moved to Los Angeles and formed his own band, The Farm Dogs, for which he continued his expressive storytelling style of songwriting. Elton worked briefly with other lyricists, but reunited with Taupin in 1979. Since the 1970s, Elton John has worked with other artists, recorded more albums, and done work for charity. He continues to record and to perform live, although he has vowed more than once that he's done recording. He and Bernie Taupin were inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1992. And in 2006, the pair produced yet another album, and both appeared on the cover for the very first time ever. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook, hosted by me, Brian Ibbett, and sponsored by the Denver Post. Check them out at denverpost.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.